got to remember to ride that volume knob a little lower, I think, don't I? Comes blasting out
I'm
of the
awake.
Gate.
I'm ready.
All right. That would be the cue for Marianne Combs, who comes in on Thursday mornings for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
Yes. What do you have for us today?
I got a nice little selection for you this weekend. Meaningful, rich. I don't have a theme. It's just what it is today. Gideon's Knot is a play that's over at Pillsbury Theatre. It's been getting some good reviews. And it concerns, I think, a subject that is relevant to so many people out there. And it's the child's education, and when something goes wrong, what, you know, in the schoolroom, is it the responsibility of the teacher? Is, you know, at what point is the parent responsible?
Oh my. Yeah.
And it's a very sort of tense, it's the whole topic, the scene of this is a 90-minute parent-teacher conference between a grieving mother and an emotionally overwhelmed fifth grade teacher. So, and they're discussing the mother's son and just trying to figure out, you know, who failed where.
Wow. That's intense stuff.
It's very intense stuff. And the reviews are that it's, you know, it's incredibly intelligent. There are no easy answers. You will at times feel uncomfortable, but it reveals a lot during this production. So,
and that's really what I like to pay my money for, is to feel uncomfortable. No, just being a jerk. But no, seriously, it sounds really solid.
There are days when all you want is a stupid musical.
That's
true. I understand that.
I know.
And not like an intelligent musical, but just like a
stupid fun.
Yeah, stupid fun. You know, I totally get that. But if you are if you want to be challenged, and about a subject that affects so many of us today, as we look at, you know, the education system and helicopter parenting and all sorts of different issues.
Exactly.
This is a great show for you.
That's cool. All right.
Perhaps you just want to listen to some fabulous music. Contus, men's vocal ensemble in town. I haven't talked about them in a long while. We are pretty darn lucky to have these guys in town. And they have a series of concerts coming up starting tonight at the Kohl Center in Minneapolis. Oh, I should have mentioned that Gideon's Knot is performing at Pillsbury House Theater in Minneapolis.
Right.
That would have been a good note to point. So Gideon's Knot.
All right. Pillsbury House.
Pillsbury
right.
House.
Now on to Contus.
Contus at the Kohl Center tonight, although they have other performances coming up at different locations, Trinity Lutheran Church, St. Bartholomew Catholic Church. But tonight it's at the Kohl Center in downtown Minneapolis. And the source of inspiration is Dvorak. For this concert, but it's not all Dvorak music. It's also the people that inspired Dvorak, like Brahms, Wagner, and Tchaikovsky, as well as the people that that Dvorak inspired, including Gershwin, Copland, all that. So you have a really sort of rich,
very rich stuff, actually.
Yeah.
So it's going to be some really meaty.
Looking at, like, you know, folk music from his Czech homeland, melodies of Native and African Americans, you know, just the whole sense of going home is the theme for this concert. So it's
good.
All about, you know, homeland, what constitutes home.
Sung by one of the most accomplished classical men's choirs in America, absolutely.
Yeah.
If not the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got their start in college down at St. Olaf, was it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they've
taken on the world since then. So great local treasure.
Exactly.
Okay. Third, this is a gem of a little show. I shouldn't even call it a little show. A gem of a show at All My Relations Gallery in the Franklin, on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. This is a solo show of textile works by artist Maggie Thompson, who's a Fond du Lac Ojibwe heritage. And her show, she's 24, just got her BFA.
Mm-hmm.
And man, she's got a voice, an artistic voice. Really just, she's dealing with issues of blood quantum and, you know, tribal enrollment. There's all sorts of complications.
Explain blood quantum to
us. There's this complicated thing about, you know, how Indian are you?
That's what I assumed.
Different tribes use this blood quantum you know, for different in different ways. But oftentimes you end up starting to figure out, okay, if I'm in this tribe, I'm considered 1/8 Indian. And over here, I'm considered, you know, half Indian. And so which tribe should I actually register with?
Yeah,
so there's all sorts of different considerations, become very complicated and political.
What is her medium of choice?
She is a weaver and textile artist. And so she did this beautiful weaving that is basically a very simple graph when you look at it. It's called family portrait. And it's the blood quantum of her father, her mother, and her.
Fascinating.
And just that's just one of the many works. She deals. She creates dresses. She has this entire series of wall hangs of different like knitting as samples from different fashion ideas. She has quilts that she's put together that deal with her identity and her relationship with her father. Just amazing array of work using different technologies around weaving, fabric, and just a great voice for a very young artist. So I'm going to have more on her up. She has actually has there's an artist in conversation. You can meet her tonight. Tomorrow night, Friday from 6 to 7, there's going to be a gallery talk. And this is at All My Relations Gallery on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. So just really great to see a young artist just sort of emerge so fully formed in some ways. I mean, I'm sure she'll continue to transform with years, but she's just got a really powerful voice and a really, really smart way of conveying complex issues beautifully and elegantly. So yeah, I highly recommend the show.
Sounds awesome. Marianne, thank you as always. Marianne Combs, who joins us for the Weekend Arts Roundup on Thursday mornings. Now check out the blog that Marianne writes.
State of the Arts.
Which is called State of the Arts. It's over at nprnews.org. And we'll have links to all those things up online at thecurrent.org if you want to see where to go and be reminded about what that stuff is all about. Go to thecurrent.org and we'll send Marianne out in her usual fashion here. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Oh, boy. It's a little slow on the draw here this week. You weren't about to say, I really don't need to hear the Boston this week, were you? Were you going to say that?
No, I was going to say, actually, I won't be here next week. So.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You won't be here next week.
So, yeah.
Well, then I think what that means is that we need to hear this again, quite frankly.